Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Frustrated with Congress's failure to address the issue, President Barack Obama last night acted to extend deportation protections to millions of immigrants living illegally in the United States. Let's gauge public perceptions on the matter with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, do Americans want resolution on the status of the more than 11 million immigrants illegally living in this country?
Yeah, this is a really fascinating time in this whole immigration debate. I really think we need to split this into two parts, Dave. First of all, the idea of doing something about undocumented individuals living in this country is one that does resonate with the American public. Most of the polling shows that Americans favor some type of pathway to citizenship, or at least focusing on what to do about those individuals that are in this country, along with border security. So the underlying concept of what President Obama talked about last night certainly is something the American public agrees with. However, this whole idea that he should take executive action and not wait for Congress to take legislative action is something that does not resonate as well with the American public. Two polls out this week, NBC Journal, Wall Street Journal, asked it in a very complex way, but nevertheless, they found by a 10-point margin, Americans said wait for Congress to take action rather than the president taking executive action. And earlier this week, USA Today had a poll which showed similarly not quite the same margin, but a tilt towards waiting rather than the president going ahead.
Although the president will contend that he has been waiting for years and didn't want it to go much further.
That's right, and that's why I think we're going to have to wait and see. A lot of this is in the spin. How does this play out over the days and in the weeks ahead, the arguments on both sides? So it's really going to be fascinating for us to follow how all of this filters through to the cognitive processing of the average American.
Now, for the some 5 million immigrants living illegally in the country to whom deportation protections would be extended, they would not, though, be eligible for health benefits under the Affordable Care Act. Though the exchange has been reopened now for 1 week, let's look into who is eligible and whether they're responding.
We don't have official figures and probably won't have official figures for a while. The exchanges are going to be open all the way through February, Dave. But we have been tracking those who are uninsured, and we ask them, looking ahead when these exchanges open up again, as they have now done, are you going to pay the fine? Or are you going to get insurance? And 55%, pretty robust number, said they would get insurance. Now, I don't think that many really will, because that would drop the uninsured rate from in the 13% range where it is now down to 7%. But nevertheless, it's an auspicious sign that a lot of the uninsured people that we talk to are looking positively at this opportunity, second opportunity, to be able to get insurance through the exchanges.
Is there much change overall in how Americans regard the Affordable Care Act?
Really, there has not been a fundamental change. We've talked about it a lot. The attitudes are negative. It's underwater, as we say in the polling lingo. In other words, more Americans disapprove than approve, and we just updated it. Other pollsters have, and they still find it in negative territory. I think one of the things which is important is a question we update every November, which we just updated, which asks, do you think it is the responsibility of the federal government to ensure that all Americans have insurance or not? And it used to be that a majority of Americans would say yes, but over the last several years, that's come down. And now a majority say, no, it is not the government's responsibility to make sure all Americans have health care. So there's a fundamental philosophic underpinning for the Affordable Care Act that is now not there that used to be there. And that's probably why Americans are more negative than positive.
Let's go from philosophy to practicality. What's the most urgent health problem facing the nation?
That's fascinating as well. We ask that every November. Access and cost are usually at the top of the list, not a specific disease, which is quite interesting, but in this asking, we just did it a few days ago, Ebola, the Ebola virus, comes up to be right under access and cost as the most urgent healthcare problem facing the country. And then down below those three, it's obesity and cancer. Now, this isn't unusual. We look back in 2005 when we asked the question. And in 2009, when we asked the question, the flu popped up into double digits because at that time we had the swine flu and the bird flu that were affecting Americans, and it quickly dropped down again. So it's possible that Americans will not see Ebola as the number one problem going forward, but certainly when we asked this question just about a week ago, it came in right there below things like access and the cost of health care.
Frank, the currently constructed Senate failed by one vote to pass the Keystone XL pipeline bill earlier this week. What if it were put to a public vote?
The public would vote yes. This is one of those polls questions which you can look at again and again across many polling organizations across time. You find the American public saying yes to the idea of the Keystone XL pipeline. We had asked about it back in 2012. 57% approved it. We asked about it again this year. 59% said yes to the Keystone XL pipeline. A number of other pollsters have asked about it. All of them find a clear majority say yes to the idea. Do Americans understand what it is or what its implications are? That's unclear, but just on the face of it, when you ask Americans about approving that pipeline, a majority say yes.
Frank, with the Ferguson, Missouri grand jury indictment decision still pending, can we look at community attitudes in general about police departments?
Yeah, Ferguson, of course, is an unusual situation, and we don't have polling data just from Ferguson, but nationwide, we know the police are actually held in fairly high esteem. In our overall confidence in institutions ranking we do every year, the police actually come in third behind only the military and small business. And then we just recently asked Americans, do you have confidence in the police to protect you from violent crime, which is a long-term Gallup trend? And we found a clear majority in the upper 50% said yes, they do. But, and this is important, there are big racial and ethnic differences. 60% of those who identify themselves as white in our polling say they, yes, have confidence in the police in answer to that question. And that drops all the way down to 49% among non-whites. So there's clearly, and there has been all the way back to O.J. Simpson, a racial gap in how Americans view the police.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.